This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, sports, and more for the Fort Smith region. A happy Thursday to you, Michael.
Well, good Thursday to you also. Beautiful Thursday.
1% prepared food sales tax question is approaching, and the first of four forums was held this week. The second is tonight. More public discussion. Eventually, there will be a vote.
You know, this is like, I know you remember that when Jaws 2 came out, you know, the big booming theater voice said, you know, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, you know, and it's just like this 1% issue. It's just, is it ever going to go away? But, yeah, we're going to go away soon. First, as you said, first of four forums last night. There were only 40 people in the audience. I expected a much larger crowd. Granted, I was only there for half of it. We had a freelance reporter covering it for us. I talked to him later. You know, they had one gentleman get up and blow up at the folks and then just left the room, which is some of the emotion we've seen, especially from those who oppose the 1% sales tax or 1% prepared food tax. They're very emotional about it. There's no, you can't discuss logic or economics with them. It's just they're anti-tax. I mean, it could be a tax to save your mother, and they're anti-tax. So that said, there are valid reasons to oppose the tax, but for most of the folks who are against it, we're hearing a lot of these emotional arguments. And unfortunately, I've often said that sometimes in our community discussions, loud is no match against logic. So we'll see how November 8th comes about.
Well, you have an article on thecitywire.com this week that may give the folks with Forward Fort Smith some reason to be optimistic. Your writer, Luke Hobbs, looked back at the last 20 years of sales tax questions in Fort Smith, and it turns out the city has pretty much supported them all the way.
Right. I should have known this, and I should not have been surprised, but when Luke last week forwarded me his initial research, he said, you know, it looks like Fort Smithians have never rejected a sales tax increase. And I was sitting back and said, you might want to look at that again, surely somewhere. But it turns out, no. The only exception is a couple years ago, there were four items on a ballot. The voters didn't approve two, but they approved the other two. So the sales tax still went into effect. But it's amazing. Fort Smith voters have never rejected a sales tax increase. And this is a very politically conservative, very fiscal conservative part of the state. But I think it speaks to the fact that Fort Smithians can be collectively wise. If you can prove to them that this is a good deal, that the money stays here, they see what happens, especially with the street tax, they see the benefits, that they'll support it. So we'll see if they have that same attitude come November 8th on the prepared food tax.
Speaking of taxes, online sales from people like Amazon.com have long not charged sales tax. There are legislators in Arkansas, and one significant congressman from Arkansas, Steve Womack from Rogers, the 3rd District congressman, who think that should change.
And Congressman Womack and his supporter, Democratic congressman from California, Jackie Speier, they've taken somewhat of a not necessarily a middle ground approach, but a different approach. You know, a lot of the previous approaches were just to force these online retailers to pay this, create a national system where they pay these online, or they collect and remit online sales taxes. Well, what this legislation attempts to do is to say, you know what, the state, we're going to give the states the authority. They have to come up with a program that meets these specific guidelines. And if they do that, then the online retailers have to respond to these state rules and regulations. So it's interesting from a philosophical standpoint. You know, a lot of the Tea Party folks who slammed Senator Jake Files from Fort Smith when he had legislation passed in the recent legislative session, they essentially said, you know, here goes a Republican raising taxes. Well, you're not raising taxes. Essentially what you're doing is you're asking online retailers to abide by the same tax laws in terms of collection and remittance of taxes that bricks and mortar business owners have to abide by. So, again, Womack's legislation kind of splits the middle on that. But I talked to him online, and he was very passionate about this, about how he sees that it's just unfair. He understands that the federal government shouldn't be meddling in the internet. He says he gets the beauty of the internet, that it's, you know, a wide open marketplace, but He says it's just unfair that those online retailers don't have to play by the same tax rules as a bricks and mortar store in a local community.
Some news from Walmart this week that indicates a change that could be good news for the retailer when it comes to same store sales.
Walmart, you know, in the past several quarters, Walmart has performed well. I mean, they've had good top line growth and good bottom net income, bottom line growth. But that's primarily been driven, Kyle, by their Sam's Club and more so their international division. But they put out a statement yesterday saying, hey, it looks like our same-store U.S. sales in our U.S. segment will deliver three consecutive months of positive same-store sales growth. And that's a big turnaround for them. Now, the question that and we'll have to wait until the earnings report comes out, we'll have to see if they're making money because their top line is growing or if they're making money because they've cut expenses. Because if Walmart's top line is growing in their same-store U.S. sales, that should give hope to some folks who, you know, all of us, frankly, who want to see economic improvement. Because if Walmart is doing better on their top line, it means people are spending more.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers culture, politics, business, and much more for the Fort Smith region. Have a great weekend.